From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance must counter a Russian military buildup. Jens Stoltenberg says Russia is bolstering its military forces from the Baltic Sea to the Mediterranean. Speaking Thursday during NATO war games in Portugal, Stoltenberg said the Russians have concentrated military forces in Kaliningrad, the Black Sea, and the Eastern Mediterranean. The head of Russia's Air Force said Thursday the military has sent anti-aircraft missiles to Syria in order to protect the Russian planes that have been conducting airstrikes there since the end of September. Colonel General Viktor Bondarov said in a newspaper interview that the Russian planes are at risk of being attacked or hijacked during their missions. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Department spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told reporters Wednesday less than 10% of Russian airstrikes in Syria are targeting the Islamic State group. President Obama Thursday told a radio audience that the recent crash of a Russian plane in Egypt could have been caused by a bomb aboard. Britain, meanwhile, has grounded all flights returning to the country from the Egyptian resort Sharm el-Sheikh. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Britain is the first country to halt all flights out of Sharm el-Sheikh following Saturday's Metrojet crash. At a news conference with visiting Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Prime Minister David Cameron said he was acting to protect the 20,000 British tourists scheduled to fly home from the Egyptian airport during the coming days. Britain has sent security teams to Sharm el-Sheikh to check security measures. Henry Ridgewell, London.
And for more on that, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, said Thursday the ceasefire it declared with Turkey ahead of the country's elections is over. In comments carried by the pro-Kurdish Firat news agency, the PKK attributed the change in policy to what it called the government's focus on war and its latest attacks. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says if her party wins elections this weekend, she will take a post above the president to skirt a ban on her holding the office. Aung San Suu Kyi held a news conference Thursday in which she announced her plan but did not elaborate.
I've not said we're going to win. I've said if we are win and the NLD forms a government, I will be above the president. It's a very simple message.
Aung San Suu Kyi is banned from holding the office of president by a constitutional provision that says candidates with foreign-born spouses and or offspring cannot be president. Tanzania's new president, John Magufuli, was sworn in Thursday. Magufuli and Tanzania's first female vice president took their oaths of office in front of cheering crowds at Uhuru Stadium in Dar es Salaam. The outgoing UN envoy for Libya Thursday urged the country's rival governments to stop blocking the democratic process and vote on a political agreement that lays out the composition of a future government. Bernardino León told the UN Security Council in his final briefing that in recent weeks there has been progress toward resolving outstanding issues. The international humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders says in an internal review of last month's airstrikes by U.S. forces on its hospital in northern Afghanistan shows no reason why the facility should have come under attack. The organization released a report Thursday documenting the events surrounding the airstrikes. That report says there were no combatants fighting within or from the hospital grounds. Heroin and prescription drug overdoses have reached epidemic levels in the United States, according to an annual assessment by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. The report found more than 46,000 people died of drug overdoses in 2013, the latest data available. Heroin use has increased significantly in recent years in the United States, particularly in the Midwest and the Northeast regions of the country. A new survey shows Americans are souring on President Barack Obama's efforts to fight Islamic State insurgents in the Middle East. The Associated Press GFK poll found some believe he is doing too little, while others say he has broken his pledge to end U.S. military involvement in the region. The poll found that more than 6 in 10 of those surveyed in mid-October reject Mr. Obama's response to the Islamic State advances in Iraq and Syria. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.